is the Intelligence Radio Network. This is the Contest Radio Show on Cleveland 100.7.
Call John now, toll free at 866-865-TESH.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys that I love the Contest Radio Show. It's very, like, they give us a lot of good facts of life, and that, thank you for all that. And my name's Samantha, and I'm 15 years old, and thank you. I listen to you guys all the time. Okay, thank you, bye.
Thank you for the call, Samantha. Hey, did you know your cup of coffee could be making you sick? Yep, coffee is filled with antioxidants. It can lower blood pressure. But what about the mug you're sipping it from? According to a University of Arizona study of office coffee mugs, roughly 90% of them are covered with germs. And if the person who used the mug a few days ago is now sick, you could be too. Cold and flu germs can live on the rim or handle of a mug for 3 days. In fact, when mugs at the Public Health Department in Canada were tested for bacteria, they found 33% of the mugs contained a bacteria count higher than 100 colonies, which is the minimum sanitation standard. So here's how to sip safely. Ready? Wash the mug the right way. Germ expert Dr. Charles Gerba says most people wash their office coffee mug with the office sponge. Bad move. That sponge is only contaminating your contaminated mug even more. 45% of the office kitchen sponges tested had traces of coli bacteria. Instead, hand wash your mug with hot, soapy water, preferably 170 degrees, then rinse and dry with a paper towel. If you're sipping from a Starbucks or a 7-Eleven cup, keep it covered. That'll protect your coffee from airborne germs, and there are plenty of those. In an office with people coughing and sneezing over your shoulder, it's a legitimate threat. Finally, don't let your coffee sit all day. Coffee is a moist environment, and that's what bacteria love. So, if your brew's been sitting for more than 2 hours, go get yourself a fresh cup. Be careful with your coffee. If it doesn't make you better, healthier, happier, more interesting, you won't find it here on the John Tesh Radio Show. A lot of talk about MySpace.com, and now the rhetorical question, should it be banned from school computers? Technology making it much easier for child predators to meet up with youngsters. Did you see that Dateline series? That thing scared me to death. This is why a school district in Florida is pulling the plug on the popular website. A memo went out to the Polk County School Board telling them that students will no longer be allowed to access MySpace from school computers. It all started when a teacher actually spotted a student on the popular website with inappropriate pictures of themselves. There haven't been any reports of students being contacted inappropriately by any adults, but the district doesn't want to take any chances. They configured their huge bank of servers to block access to MySpace on district computers. There are also other school districts across the United States that have recently blocked students' access to MySpace. Kids, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like MySpace is a threat? Have you been reading about this? Call me, 866-865-TESH.
If an 11-year-old can't listen to it, you won't hear it on the John Tesh Radio Show.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Life, the John Tesh Radio Show. Brought to you by Gravely Chrysler and South Pacific. Nice place to go back to. Anytime you need to follow up on any of the intelligence here on the John Tesh radio program, just go to our companion website. It's Tesh.com. You should also click on that concert page right there on the homepage at Tesh.com, because we've added quite a few live concert dates. Guess what? The playground bully, you know that person. Boys and girls can be bullies. Well, they've now moved into cyberspace. And yes, the bully could be targeting your kid. In fact, the bully could be one of your kid's friends. According to violence prevention consultant Rosalind Wiseman, almost half of school kids have been a victim of online aggression. The internet makes it easy to send hurtful photographs or make mean comments that kids would never say face-to-face. It is very damaging. Kids who are bullied over the internet often develop eating disorders, sleeping problems, and even consider suicide because they come to believe there's no privacy and no escape from the attacks. They know if they get an embarrassing message at night, By morning, all their classmates will have seen it. They'll be humiliated at school. So here's how to protect your kids online and even keep them from being the aggressor. First, ask your child if they've heard of kids sending insulting messages, negative emails, or embarrassing photos. Explain that it's not a joke. It's cruel and unacceptable. Tell them if they do it, there'll be no more internet access. Also, remind your kids that anything they write online could end up being circulated all over the world, or worse, all over their school. Another way to protect your kids online, warn them never to give out personal information like passwords, last names, street addresses, phone numbers, or even their parents' occupations. Why do you think? Don't miss this. That information could allow perfect strangers to track them down in real life or to pose as them. Finally, mind your own P's and Q's. If you gossip in front of your kids, you're modeling the very behavior you're asking them to avoid. If you want to go further, check out the internet safety tips at cyberbully.org. Cyberbully.org. I know we have a lot of kids listening to this radio program. You call me, fill me in, let me know if you've ever been bullied online or know somebody who has. 866-865-TESH. Okay, as promised here on the John Tesh Radio Program, a quick shot of intelligence for your health, courtesy of Life Magazine. First, how much time can moderate exercise add to your life? The experts who have studied this say between 1 to 2 years, moderate exercise. High activity exercise can add 3.5 years to the lifespan of the average couch potato. So what are we waiting for? Get out and do something active 5 times a week, like gardening or dancing. With or without the stars, you'll be around longer to enjoy life. Another bit of intelligence for your health, garlic. We got to eat garlic. It's easy at my house. I live with Italians. Because it helps fight plaque buildup in your arteries. It's a fact. And plaque buildup, of course, contributes to heart disease. Also, what has more heart-healthy antioxidants in it? Is it red wine, green tea, or hot cocoa? The winner is cocoa. Yeah, a study at Cornell University found that cocoa has almost double the antioxidants as red wine and triple the amount that's in green tea. Finally, most exercise programs suggest you keep a fitness journal to track your progress. So what's the most important detail to put in this journal? Here's a hint. It's not how long you worked out. It's not how much junk food you ate. It's not the calories you burned on the treadmill. It's actually a list of 52 reasons to stay fit. That's what you put in your journal. A study at the University of Rhode Island found that successful exercisers focus each week on just one reason to stay fit. So write down everything you want to do this year, from fitting into smaller jeans to being able to keep up with your 8-year-old child. It'll help you stay on the exercise track.
You want to live to be 100? Just listen to the John Tesh Radio Show.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Life, the John Tesh Radio Show, brought to you by Pictures, Frames, and More. Canada's largest picture show, located at 424 Grand Avenue, between Fallon and Kennedy, and 1841 St. Matthews Avenue, west of Route 90, between Barrie and Ferry. The John Tesh Radio Show will continue on Cafe 100.7.